The old story of the scorpion and the frog is pertinent yet again. A scorpion says to a frog, "Will you escort me across the Red Sea?" The frog replies, "Are you crazy? You will bite me and I will drown." The scorpion notes, "If I bite you and you drown, I will drown as well since I cannot swim." The frog, persuaded by the logic, reconsiders and asks the scorpion to hop on his back as he starts to swim across the sea. Halfway to his destination, the scorpion bites him. As the frog descends into the ocean deep or the sea deep, he says to the scorpion, "Why would you do this? Now we will both die." The scorpion replies, "Because this is the Middle East." Alas, this war between Hamas and Israel reflects the moral of the story. Hamas must realize it cannot win this war. In fact, it is isolated from its Arab allies. Egypt may be more inclined to see Hamas decimated than to achieve victories. Yet Hamas persists in firing missile after missile in a relentless effort to intimidate Israel into vague concessions, that is, improve the condition of the Palestinians. A refusal to consider a ceasefire clearly suggests Hamas leadership has lost touch with reality. In fact, there's a question that looms over the horizon. How do you cope with a nation-state intent on suicidal impulses? It cannot be ignored, and it cannot be accepted. This is an Israeli dilemma made even more extreme when the so-called moderate Palestinian president for life, Abbas, discusses his alliance and emotional ties with Hamas and its attendant murderous ways. What possible negotiation can occur when an adversary who has only one goal, and that is your annihilation? The curious matter, of course, is that Hamas still has supporters. European nations will pour funds into both the West Bank and Gaza, and the United States does so as well. Lip service is still given to a two-state solution, despite the fact that it is evident the Palestinian state will be converted into a chemical, Katusha, terror nation like Gaza. Any other expectation would be utterly unrealistic. Yet there are many who deny reality. Left-wing Israeli politicians still hold on to the fantasy that Palestinians will live in peace with Israeli neighbors. The Obama administration still embraces the absurd idea that negotiated settlement is possible, notwithstanding Kerry's failure at the negotiating table. Doesn't Kerry and Obama realize this is the Middle East? Here, terror reigns. It is in the culture that surrounds Arab life. Surely there are exceptions, people who insulate themselves from hateful propaganda. But words of hate are ubiquitous. They are in the markets, the movie theaters, the TV programs, even crossword puzzles. In my opinion, it would take a cultural revolution to undo the hateful mindset. This isn't to suggest the situation is hopeless. Time may indeed be on the side of an ironic disposition, but it will take at least one generation for this to unfold. In the meantime, Israel should remain resolute. The only way to deal with those who want to destroy you is to demonstrate that you cannot be destroyed. Now the troops are deployed in Gaza. Every effort will be made to ferret out the rocket caches and destroy them. The army will try to contain collateral damage, but there aren't any guarantees on that front. Many of the members of the chattering class will raise the specter of proportionality. Of course, what really counts is the impression that Israel will not be intimidated or terrorized. This military occupation will succeed, although this might appear as wishful thinking. Sometimes the scorpions destroy themselves.